Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this very special presentation, a very special Main FM presentation, Eat the Music. I'm here with my very special friend, Gersel Ali.
Hello, Sherry. Hello, darling.
And this afternoon is all about everything to do with Kate Bush.
The goddess.
The goddess. And we've got quite a lovely special lined up for you today. And Gersel has worked very hard on putting this together. So thank you, Gersel,
for that. Oh, it's a pleasure. Got to say, Sherry, what a fantastic start to the show.
Eat the Music.
Well, that's what we're going to be doing.
That's what the show's called, Eat the Music. And, you're right. It couldn't have been a better
start. It couldn't have been better.
From the Red Shoes, of course.
You know that I've been eating the music.
You have.
I've been in London eating
that
music.
Yes. Well, as I've been telling people on my show, Ear Candy, Kate Bush had her first concert since 1979, I believe.
35 years, can you believe?
35 years.
The Kate Bush community around the world had heart attacks.
You know? Well, if you're anything to go by, and if they were all like you, then...
Jumped on a plane and got there, right?
Yeah, well, that's right. And tell me, Gersel, there was 22 concerts, yeah?
Yeah, it was 22 concerts. I snuck into two. I was lucky. I sort of kind of looked at the run and thought, she's got to make her voice last for 22 shows. So I went to about show 6 and show 10. So
it was, but didn't the tickets sell out in 12 minutes or something?
12 minutes, 75,000 tickets.
22 concerts.
22
yeah,
concerts.
Yeah, I mean, the girl's got it. And that's what we're going to discover today very much. Gersel's put together a very, not chronological so much, but a show that tells us a lot about her journey, yeah?
Yeah, which has kind of been, for those that have been with her, our journey, really. Mm. Because I really think that her albums have punctuated the points in my life and the people that love her would agree with that.
So you might be introduced to some Kate Bush music you haven't heard before on Eat the Music this afternoon on Main FM, streaming on mainfm.net. And thank you to all of our overseas listeners, I should say.
Hello to all of the fish people.
Who we know are listening, streaming in, and also in around Australia. And Main 94.9 Main FM if you're listening in Castlemaine and Central Victoria. So even though we're going to have some more esoteric songs on the show, we thought we might start with one that everybody's pretty familiar with.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid of Walmart.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, afraid of what might be. Hide in the dark, hide in the street, and a war was threatening me. My home's all over haunting me.
So that's the title track, of course, to that breakthrough phenomenal album for her.
It was a brilliant album, and I know we're jumping ahead, but I wanted to start with something familiar that wasn't Wuthering Heights, because, you know, a lot of people that haven't followed it kind of think that Wuthering Heights was the beginning and the end.
Yes, that's true.
But there were like eight albums that came after that. But brilliant drumming on that by Stuart Elliott and Charlie Morgan, and the cello by Jonathan Williams. Patty, Kate grew up in a beautiful country house with her two older brothers and mother and father. And it's pretty much a cottage industry in that family. And Patty pretty much is her collaborator on most of the albums.
Patty is her
older brother. Yeah, the middle brother. Mm. Brilliant.
So we're now going to go into another all-time favourite of many, many people that I know who have loved Kate Bush for many years. And you talk about Wuthering Heights being kind of a signature tune. I think this one is too in its own way.
Well, it was such a maturely and beautifully written song. She wrote this, I think, when she was 14 or 15.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's phenomenal, really.
Well, the girl was fully formed without any influence, really. Mm. You know, to think this was a 14-year-old girl. And it's not really a love song. I think she wrote this about her father.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're now going to hear it. got a sort of a West Indian beat to it, Gerson,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Some really nice stuff from that very first album, The Kicking Side, in
1978. Yeah, yeah. And you were telling me in the break you thought this was like a woman's lib track.
Absolutely. I mean, she's written this from a woman's perspective. She's walked into a male-dominated industry, and here's this song. This, you know, it's about women.
There's room in your life.
You know, we come a long way. We're going to jump forward, Sherry, 3 or 4 years. And so there she was, this kind of half-opened blossom. And then she's... we're going to jump into a really crazy album.
Oh, which one are we
Well, we're going to jump into The Dreaming, which came out in 1982. Dreaming. And, you know...
Surprising number of people love The Dreaming.
We love The Dreaming for a reason. And it's the first time that Kate got control of the buttons. And, you know, the buttons in the studio. So she started... That was her only learning curve, getting into the studio and learning this stuff. And here she is... with a fantastic track from The Dreaming. It's called Suspended in Gaffer. I think her only frustration at this time in her life was trying to prove herself.
So how old would you have been at this time?
About 21 or 22, 23 maybe.
So The Dreaming came...
About 4 years after the first album.
After The Kick Inside.
After The Kick Inside, there was another album, I think. And
Lionheart.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Never Forever, beautiful album, which I've kind of overlooked. I feel really sorry
for
everybody.
We've only got so much time.
Well, it was like Sophie's Choice. I got this phone call from Sherry a couple of weeks ago. Let's do this, you know, and I was like, well, choose 25 songs. Oh, Sophie's Choice.
125.
this album, The Dreaming, was revolutionary. She had a lot to prove, and she was really out there and kind of... There's a lot of anger in this album.
It was quite a change of direction too, wasn't it?
Really, really was. This album, this song, The Suspended in Gaffer, just talks about the frustration and the expectation of people wanting something from you, and that inner battle of trying to produce... something that's artistic, but something that's going to satisfy them.
Mm. And then we've got Sat in Your Lap after that. That's from the same album?
Yeah. It was a time of searching, and Sat in Your Lap is about knowledge.
Great. Well, let's sit back and enjoy two great Kate Bush tracks from The Dreaming.
Out in the garden is half of the heaven, and we're only bluffing. We're not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can have it all. He's gonna wangle a way to get out of it. She's an excuse and a witness for talk when he's called, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can have it all. For yanking me back to the fact that there's always something to distract, but sometimes it's hard to know if I'm doing it right. Can I have it all now? Can I have it all now? Can I have it all now? I can't have it all.
Oh,
to get many a lamb.
You're listening to Eat the Music, a very special presentation here on 94.9 Main FM and streaming on mainfm.net. Eat the Music is Everything you ever wanted to know about Kate Bush.
Well, almost everything.
Almost everything.
Did you enjoy those tracks, Jerry?
We didn't have, we haven't got 2 days, I suppose, which is what we do. We were going to do everything. Yes, I did go. So that was terrific to revisit The Dreaming, and particularly Through Your Eyes. Those two work so well together, I think.
Oh, the whole album's brilliant. But what I loved about this album was that she started using her voice differently. There's this beautiful guttural quality coming out. You're starting to get a sense that this girl is out of the earth.
Mm.
And there's also these Irish bits that are coming in, because, you know, her mum was Irish.
Yes.
So, you know, you get all these fiddles and this beautiful, beautiful organic.
I've always loved her musicality, you know, her arrangements, the music. She broke such new ground, didn't she, in the musicians that she used, the type of music that she used.
Totally. And bringing all of that folk element into the rock genre as well. You know, she was really, really, really mixing it up.
Yeah, at such a young age, as we've said.